1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signing a new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms statewide.
The first in the nation law was drafted by Republican legislators and mandates that a poster-sized Ten Commandments display in, quote, large, easily readable font will be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to the university level. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning that lawsuits are likely to follow, but supporters say the purpose of the measure is not only religious, but that it has historical significance. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Extreme heat prompting both health and air quality warnings in the Midwest and Northeast. In western states, fire crews battling wildfires. And Alberto, the first named tropical storm of this hurricane season, could bring flooding to South Texas. In Dallas today, residents and local leaders held a march marking Juneteenth when enslaved people in Texas finally learned they were free 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in Racine yesterday, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Our big developing story today, you can expect added traffic and detours downtown after an explosion rocked a few blocks. It happened just before 8 this morning, and it started with smoke coming out of manholes. So someone called 911. Firefighters were already on scene when suddenly there was a big boom. They say the manhole covers shot straight up into the air like a cartoon. The WMDX offices are right there on State Street. John and Gordy were on the air when it happened.
They do. They do crank up your...
Good Lord.
What was that?
I think that was a...
Thunder, sure. I think.
We think it's thunder. We're gonna
The whole building shook kind of, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Two construction workers were hurt. They were taken to the hospital, but they're expected to be okay. The next step now is for firefighters to try to figure out what caused the blast. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by 3, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
As the 1-2 pitch, that ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there, he leaps, and he makes the catch!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Currently, it's 85.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did.
We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this one the Hump Day, Trump Day. Hangover edition. How's your hangover feeling, fella?
Oh, man. You never stop. You never get hungover. Good to see you. Happy hump day. Crudy Rich, always never stopping on the board. Of course, our audience always with us at 844-967-2789.
It is June 19th. Juneteenth. And we've got a friend joining us, and we were going to have him right from the top. We will have him at the top of the 4 o'clock happier our Earl Engram Jr. He's a friend of ours. He's also the host of the Earl Engram Show. You know him from the WAUK, the Beast of the East, 540 AM. So Earl going to join later. He keeps Dominic time fashionably late.
Man, Earl's working hard out doing live hits today. We look forward to having Earl on always.
He was celebrating Juneteenth in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
In Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Well, you know, Earl and I spoke earlier. Earl loves Baraboo. He's going back with the family. Devil's Lake State Park, he had never been there. He said, this city boy is impressed. I said, there are a lot of beautiful parts of this great state. So Earl Engram, you know, he's kind of a big deal, Dom, and he's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Also, John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. You know John. He's joining us about 4:30 today. Didn't mean to squish them together like that, but that 4 o'clock hour is going to be squished full of goodness. John Nichols says that maybe Donald Trump cost himself the election calling Milwaukee horrible.
Oof.
Horrible, Dom.
Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it's true.
And also, I know this one's sort of right up your alley. The Ten Commandments must now appear in all Louisiana classrooms. The governor has signed it into law.
What Ten Commandments? Do we all agree on what they are?
You know, Dom, I do have a few, and the audience could participate. I've got suggested commandments. Yeah, I haven't worked up a full 10 yet, but I've been working on the list, and I've got some Devil's Advocates commandments. Do you want to hear a few?
Sure, man. Why not? What are the Devil's Advocates Commandments.
Well, they should be in every radio studio across America.
Oh, I see what you got. Okay. All right.
And if you have any bright ideas, please send them to me because I'm trying to get a full 10, not quite up to 10. 844-967-2789.
Moses had 15. These 15 commandments. 10. 10 commandments for all to obey.
You know, I'm not clear that that's a factually accurate representation, the Mel Brooks movie.
I saw Mel Brooks. He dropped 5 of the 15 commandments, man. It's as real as anything else.
Okay, do you want to hear a few of my... Crudy's written Devil's Advocate's Commandments.
I just want to know, are these inspired by a greater being, or are these just pulled from ass?
These are pulled from ass, inspired by the new law in Louisiana, which will require each and every classroom in the state to have a copy of the Ten Commandments.
That will never hold up, right?
Said, which Ten Commandments? And I'd say, our Ten Commandments, Dom.
All right.
Number one. Commandment number one from the Devil's Advocates. Thou shalt listen to the Devil's Advocates 3 hours every day.
3 hours a day. Well,
weekdays.
Monday through Friday. Yeah, weekdays.
You could listen to podcasts, recast on the weekends.
I mean, technically, if we have, how many shows have we done, did you estimate?
We are at about 2,900 total shows.
Close to 3,000.
Before the election this year, we will eclipse over 3,000 of the greatest radio shows ever.
Of the archives, the library, the greatest hits, and relive some of that. So you could do it 3 hours every single day.
You could easily for I mean, 13 years straight.
And well, who am I to say? I mean, it's written on the wall in Louisiana.
Number two, the Devil's Advocate's Commandments. Thou shall not swear. But that's more the FCC, because we'd do it otherwise.
Well, but we still kind of swear, like swearing light. Right? Like ass is allowed. There are some things that are allowed on the radio.
Hey, George Carlin, let's not see which lines we can cross today, okay? Okay?
All right. Generally, none of the really, really naughty words.
Okay, here's number three. Thou shall not covet thy co-host wife, even if she's wearing like yoga pants.
Okay.
That goes both ways, just for the record. Number four. Thou shall not shoot me in the face.
Only if thou deserves it. I have a right to defend myself. Man, are you big guys? Don't you think you just push little guys like me around, man? It's all about self. I'm standing my ground. Thou shall not shoot you in the face unless you're standing your ground.
I would just say in general, thou shall not shoot Crudy in the face. That's one of the 10. Or, roughly 5 at this point. It's still a working list. So number 5. After 2 puffs, thou must pass.
Puff, puff, pass. I mean, that is the rule. Do we have to write it down? It seems obvious.
They are commandments, Dom.
I know, but doesn't it seem like everybody should know that? I mean, if you're taking 3, 4, 5 hits off that thing, getting it all gummy and waxy and, passing off, and you can't even give it because it's all sticky from all the hit. Come on. That's not polite. A nice couple easy tokes and pass. Oh man, we gotta teach these kids.
You got any thoughts? Any commandments you could throw in there? Because I'm up to 5. I only started thinking about this like 10 minutes ago. So, consider this sort of some. Here's number 6. We've already got a recommendation from the audience, and you can text it in.
Excellent.
At the 844-967-2789. But this one, Jeff's got the Bat Messenger that he sends in his messages. Number 6, thou shall keep Clay on hold the entire show. So say it the audience.
Oh, man.
So say it the Lord.
Maybe it's just I don't like people telling me what to do.
Like there are no definites in your world?
Well, I mean, I get some of the basics. I don't murder people, but you can murder people if it's in self-defense, right? That's there are times. And of course, as far as the religion goes, murder's bad, except in war, then that's okay. I mean, it's just the whole thing, it doesn't, it's like some of these things are fine and then they're not. And then they're, no, thank you. I mean, generally speaking, sure, there are societal and civil behaviors we should engage into, for the betterment of our individuals, selves, and of course, society as a whole, civilization. We, the people, generally speaking, sure. But, you know, they're not given by God. I mean, nobody cares if you eat bacon or the shrimp.
Those aren't the Ten Commandments, though.
Like, well, what's the difference?
Worship no God before me. I mean, like, don't join a cult.
Is that one of them?
Yes. Worship no God.
I can't be Hindu Muslim. I can't be, you know, Odin worshiping. I got to be that. So that one. That's the
I can't
one, right?
speak to their assembled commandments, but I can only speak to the Judeo-Christian. Thou right, shalt worship no God before me. Okay, so
then all the other gods, all the other religions are, then what? I don't get that. And what about the love, man? Did Jesus say you can't worship other gods? I just don't get it, man. I don't buy it. So when you say, yeah, we're going to put these Ten Commandments. Number one, what state is this? Louisiana? Of course.
Yes.
Louisiana. Yeah. Ten Commandments up. No, I don't think they'll pass a lawsuit. But who knows? I mean, what's going on right now in this country?
Kentucky already tried this once. I think it already went to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, that was sort of a Wisconsin way of saying it. Already just kind of blurred all together.
And was shot down, I would assume, right?
Under prior precedent.
Well, that's what I'm
but
saying.
We're looking to turn back the Scopes Anything monkey trial here.
Possible.
But the Supreme Court, I would say yes.
I don't want to live under, you know, that kind of, no, I don't want religion to be like forced. And what do they call that? Grooming. When you're force feeding kids religion, telling them, you know, a four-year-old, they're going to have eternal death, hellfire, if they don't, you know, listen to your parents, you know, that seems not really good to me. I think
I used that one on my kids earlier today.
I think that hurts kids' growth and mental stability. I think that's not a good thing. I don't think that encourages, you know, confidence and independent thinking.
Now, I'm not sure it's one of the commandments. Pretty clear it's not. But I think it's in the good book. You know, if it's not in the Bible, it's in one of the good books. Judge not, let ye be judged. What about that one, Dom? You opinionated bastard.
Well, I mean, you know, we as entities, as beings, we judge situations and scenarios all the time, man.
You ever try to big boy someone?
We're coming from nature, right? So you always have to, hopefully, you pay attention and certainly judge. I'm not talking about height or weight or whether I think they're good looking or not good looking or whether or not they're date worthy. All the, you know, environment, man. We always got to be on our toes, man. Be observant of your surroundings, of nature. That's how it is. So yeah, we're always judging.
Do you ever try to big boy anyone? Give
what
me
does
old.
That mean?
Do you know who I am?
No, man. That's pretty bad. I'm pretty sure I'm not. I would try not to. I don't see how that would ever come up anywhere.
I've got six commandments.
Yeah, you know who I am.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You know who did try that? You know who tried the big boy, a cop recently, Dom, apparently? Oh, it wasn't real recent, but it's being reported on today.
Today.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, former Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, Brad Schimmel. He thinks he's kind of a big deal, Dom. Although, don't ask him his website. It's not real clear on that. Yeah. He's not fully prepared as a candidate.
Dude, not only that, he was name-dropping another judge.
I would name-drop whatever it took to get out of the ticket, man. Come back.
Is that how we do it? Is that how we do?
If you're a judge, judge not unless you're a judge. And then... no recusal, and you can do whatever you want. Like Brad Schimmel and Prosser. We'll talk about both those guys.
Do you know who I am?
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Good afternoon. I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
The Devil Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you play along on the political party line. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
And we're still going to need like four more, what are we calling them? Commandments. Crudy's commandments or Devil's Advocates commandments.
No,
you can play along, Dom. You could have commandments.
No, man. I don't do commandments, man. I just have highly suggested.
Dom shall not do homework.
Maybe look at it in this way.
844-967-2789. Let's talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel trying to big boy and get himself out of a ticket.
Wait, and wasn't he also the attorney general at one point?
He was.
Yes. Okay. So attorney general appointed to the Waukesha Circuit Court by your buddy, Scotty Walker.
Wanker.
And then now trying to big boy the police when he gets pulled over for speeding.
Can you imagine?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Can you imagine what will happen to this man's ego if he wins election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? He's going to be driving 85 through school zones for the rest of his life. That's what I'm telling you, Dom.
Well, he has absolute immunity as a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice? I don't think so.
Wouldn't it eventually end up back before his court? I appeal. Back to me. I'm letting me off.
And I have decided that I have done nothing wrong, and I have deserved of an apology.
We'll talk about David Prosser in just a minute, Dom, but let's talk about Brad Schimmel. Daniel Bice wrote him up over at the page 6 of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's what we got. Dom, being a judge gets you lots of things. Community status, cool robes, cushy hours, and a sweet pension. But here's one thing it doesn't get you. An exception from driving infractions. Well, not this time.
Unless you ask nicely.
Somebody needs to tell that to Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Schimmel, a conservative, is running against liberal Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford to fill a vacancy, right? Ann Walsh Bradley's not running for re-election. And newly obtained records, Dom, dash cam video show Schimmel, a former Republican attorney general, who's now a Waukesha County judge, was pulled over by a member of the State Patrol for driving 78 and a 55. That's 23 over the limit. That's pretty fast. Early on June 4th, 2021, while heading north on Highway 22 in Shawano County, asked by the state trooper where he was going, Schimmel name dropped the name of Outagamie County Judge Vince Biskupic, saying he was headed to his cabin nearby in the town of Cecil. The trooper then asked if there was anything else she should know, such as whether he had probation issues or outstanding warrants. No, Schimmel said, before adding, I am a big shot in Waukesha County. I mean, I am a judge in Waukesha County.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
People know me.
He gave the state trooper the I'm kind of a big deal. So Bice writes, good to know. The point was not lost on the cop who wrote in her report. Driver advised, he is a judge for Waukesha County.
Ooh.
Did she write down?
She was like put BFD down, you know? I mean, that was it.
He thinks he's a BFD, but he's more of just a big D.
Do you know who I am?
After completing
a check on Schimmel, the trooper returned to his white Ford F-150 pickup, told Schimmel that she was lowering the ticket to going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, noting, that's what I would do for any other person, okay? So what, making the point that you're not getting this because you told me you're a judge, you're getting this because I have...
I would not have done it for him because he was such a smartass. Oh, I'm kind of a big deal. I have many leather-bound books.
The judge's benefit. We reduced the fine from $225.70 to $175.30. A savings of $50. And reduced the points on his driving record from 6 to 4. Spokesman for Schimmel said, quote, Brad Schimmel, like many Wisconsinites, got a speeding ticket several years ago and paid the fine. Not really several years ago, a few, I would say. He then attacked Crawford, again, his opponent, the Democrat. Is not surprising that she and her allies will spend the campaign trying to distract voters from her record as a lawyer or left-wing special interest groups. Crawford's campaign, which was unaware of the citation and the dash cam video, declined to comment. Apparently, they
will have an ad campaign out later. Yeah. Dom, here's something interesting. Recently, there was a aerial sting done on the Beltline Highway in Madison, Wisconsin. And I mean, people fly down that Beltline. You know, that's the east-west across the city of Madison. And they did the, you know, cops in the airplanes. They're getting the fastest people. They're not, you know, sitting there on the highway side. So nothing to alert you. You shouldn't be driving fast as hell. The fastest registered speed that they talked about on the news that evening, going 79 in a 55. Schimmel was going 78 in a 55. And it's not a four lane. It's not like that was traffic flow on Highway 22, dude.
No, right. I was like, Highway 22 in Shawano County.
So the fastest car ticketed on the Beltline all day long the other day by an airplane cop was going 79 in a 55. And Schimmel, I'm kind of a big deal. And my pilot's license also.
I was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker, and
he exempted you guys from Act 10. You should love me.
I have many, many, many leather-bound books and library smells of rich mahogany. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Folks, we're the devil's advocates. Dom will say whatever is written in front of him on the prompter. We are the devil's advocates. I don't know if you want to join. I'm still looking for like 4 more devils. Commandments, Tom. They seemingly bear more weight when you call them a commandment.
Yeah, you must call the devil's advocate, 844.
I command you, thou.
2789.
Thou shall text or call the devil's advocates. That's like the 7th commandment. More devil's advocates on the other side will take your communications. And, you know, there's another one out there, Prosser. We'll talk about him.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love. Afternoon
delight. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Our Wisconsin state senators and representatives may not be in session in Madison, but they're still hearing from constituents all across the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. One item that seems to be popping up more frequently these days, urban sprawl and its consumption of Wisconsin farmland. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig is hearing from constituents. She said whether it's a solar array project that's going in your neighborhood or a new housing project, she says Wisconsin's got to take a look at different options that help to keep farmland in place.
There's a federal program that Wisconsin maybe needs to get on board with. It's called PACE, the Purchase of Agricultural Conservation Easement. So it's not purchasing the land. It's providing an easement to that landowner so that they can keep farming and keep that land as good productive farmland.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marcus and chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She said one piece of business that got finished last term was basically creating a bill that allows Wisconsin's Towns Association and our County Association to work a little bit more cooperatively when it comes to thinking long term on how rural land in their communities is being used. Not towns versus counties, but towns with counties. Welcome to today's Merck Minute with special guest Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health. Some exciting things happening at Merck Animal Health. Austin, talk to me about the new M-Power product and the dairy portfolio that Merck Animal Health has built. It's different from other industry portfolios, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really having all these solutions under one entity looking at biopharma, monitoring and identification allows us to offer a fully integrated experience for customers so that each of our products amplifies the other to help them all work together and work better than ever before. And so really that translates to more efficiency and better performance for dairy producers.
Excellent. Thanks, Austin. Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health, along with us. That's today's Merck Minute. Learn more at mpowerdairy.com. And for farms in Wisconsin that want to try to expand, it can be a very, very complicated permitting process. Now, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has announced they're rolling out a brand new program they call Maestro that will provide farms with tools and resources to help them navigate the permitting process. You can find out more about the Maestro program and other food-related news items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick snapshot of what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the low 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow with areas of rain, highs in the upper 70s. Shower and storm chances continue for Friday and Saturday. Highs mid-80s. Drying out Sunday. Currently, it's 85.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate. Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the west side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease at the Civic Media World Headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition, a Trump Day hangover edition. Welcome to it. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. You can always be a part. I appreciate those contributing a few potential Devil's Advocates commandments. You know, we're short of a full complement. I think we could have a plethora of commandments.
More than 10?
Here, we make the rules around here, don't we? Except
not?
The swearing part. That's the FCC. And our trash texting friend from Shorewood, Jeff, put all the words you can't say on the radio, all in a whole string of profanity for me. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Just in case I was reading, you know, whatever was printed in front of me. See, that's why I don't let Dom read the text.
That's right.
Andrew from Verona says, thou shalt take calls from all listeners, excepting CJ and Gary. Andrew from Verona, clearly not a man of God, says, thou shalt acknowledge that Dom is 100% correct 60% of the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 60%. Aaron from Madison says, remember when religion ruled the world? Oh, yeah, it was called the Dark Ages. Laugh out loud.
Exactly, man. This is what I'm saying.
Another texter says, hey, Devils, Brad Schnivel is all about the snivel instead of schimmel. You can get what he's doing there. It's all about the law for thee and not for me.
Well, that's pretty common in that side, I think.
Here's another one. This one I think should stick, though. This could potentially be included in the Devil's Advocate's commandments. Thou, Dom, shall go on an atheist rant every time Jesus is mentioned. How about thou shalt not go on an atheist rant every time Jesus' name is mentioned? You're not defending the world from Jesus, are you, Tom?
Nope. Just sitting over here minding my own business, man.
844-967-2789. Andrew also says, thou shalt not remind Crudy of past criminal infractions every time lacrosse or smash cars are mentioned. Well, you've done so just now, Andrew. The audience.
The point, Dom. On the exercise, CNN reporting that Louisiana public schools now required to display the Ten Commandments. House Bill 71 was approved last month and mandates a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments with large, easily readable font be in every classroom at school that receives state funding from kindergarten through the university level. I mean, talked about indoctrination, man. The legislation specifies the exact language that must be printed on the classroom displays and outlines that the text of the Ten Commandments must be the central focus of the poster or framed document. As CNN notes, legal challenges are expected. Opponents argue the state requiring religious texts in all classrooms would violate the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, or make no law respecting the establishment of religion. The ACLU and a bunch of others said it's unconstitutional that, quote, many faith-based and civil rights organizations oppose the measure because it violates students' and families' fundamental right to religious freedom. It's ironic. Don't Republicans always talk about religious freedom? For them, but not for you or me or somebody else who may not have the very same religion that they do.
Poor, persecuted, rich, white evangelicals. I feel for them, don't you?
I mean, I feel so bad. Politicians should not be forcing religious scripture on students. Our public schools are not Sunday schools, and students of all faiths or no faith should feel welcome in them. Yes, see, that's the whole point. You put one up, you're going to put all of them up. I want all of them, man. I want all the important documents of all the religions of all the world and all of history mandated to be put up on all the walls of every school everywhere.
And the Devil's Ten Commandments.
In the devil,
if you know, don't the satanic church people often push for, you know, some sort of religious display around the holidays? You know, I mean, well, shouldn't we start petitioning school districts to include our Ten Commandments, Tom? I've got a few other submissions. Llama from Madison says, thou shalt not kiss the orange Jesus's ass. Mm. Another texter says, oh, Gary. And Andrew, thou shalt air the grievances every Friday, even in Dom's frequent absences. You know, he's just finding God out there on Fridays, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. All right, real quick, we'll just throw this out there. We'll get your calls, 844-967.
Day drinking the sacrament, mostly.
89, right. And puff, puff, pass. This law in Louisiana. Now, why is this now? This seems obvious, right? I mean, you can't have the Ten Commandments up in a public school. You're freaking kidding me? That's absolutely the whole thing you're not supposed to do.
Under prior restrained reasonable U.S. Supreme Court, Dom.
The supporters of the law in defending the measure leaned on the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Kennedy versus Bemerton School District, which gave high school...
Oh, no. What a gift to...
Involving prayer.
What a gift... Sorry, Dom. I got distracted momentarily. Repeat yourself if you would.
This court decision gave a high school football coach his job back after he was disciplined over a controversy involving
prayer
on the field. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court ruled that the coach's prayers amounted to private speech protected by the First Amendment and could not be restricted by the school district. The decision lowered the bar between the church and state, an opinion that legal experts predicted would allow more religious expression in public spaces. At the time, the court clarified that a government entity does not necessarily violate the Establishment Clause by permitting religious expression in public. And therefore, if that's the case, and that's what you're saying, well, then don't the Satan's church and everyone else has every right to do everything to have their thoughts and religious texts and important ideas indoctrinated and drilled into the head of your children. So, you know, that's why we don't want to do these things, because it's never ending.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Falcon from Madison. Welcome, Falcon. What do you got? The Falcon.
Hey, Falcon. Yo, hey, guys. Hey, first thing, hey, could that poster be like one of those black velvety glow-in-the-dark ones?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think about that? Yeah, right? Okay, here's
that, and you paint it with that effervescent paint, and then you turn on the black light, and oh, man, it just pops off that velvet.
Okay, so here's my commandment. Crinos make no legislation. Crinos don't get to make any legislation. You know what a crino is? Christian in name only. Yeah, you can use that.
When you said crino, I started thinking about the former president. Criminal in name only. You know, I wasn't quite sure where you were acronyming Falcon.
Christian in name only.
I like it.
Yes.
Any other?
All right, boys. That's what I got for you.
Thanks for listening.
All right, man. Thanks for the efforts. 844-967-2789. Now, Curtie, you know where I'm on this. I mean, the ACLU, and I think lots of people who would have a problem with this. Where do you stand on the Ten Commandments, the your Bible, your Jesus Christian Ten Commandments, hanging up, mandatory, must be hung up in every classroom, kindergarten through college in Louisiana?
Are they going to be written in like Arabic, the original?
No,
Latin.
Legislation mandates how it must be presented. I mean, they probably chose the font and the words and everything. So it's done.
Do you think they're using the New Times Roman or the King James font?
I don't know. And they all seem a little different on the wording. But Crudy, come on, man! Is this righteous? Is this where we're going? Is this what we're missing? We hear a lot of Trumpsters say we need to return to God and the Bible and morals and yada yada yada. And then they, of course, ironically, hypocritically, probably, you know, vote for what could be perceived if you looked objectively as the Antichrist. But maybe that's why it's so obvious.
So, thou,
Crudy, what say you?
Thou shall always take the name of Scott Walker. The Wankernator in vain, according to Steady Eddie. That's what I say. Steady Eddie's said it all.
That's not an answer, Mike.
So what was the question again?
Like, do I have Louisiana? You're going to send your kids to school in Louisiana?
I'm not sending my kid to LSU. No, he's not an athlete.
LSU will have to put him up as well. Every school, kindergarten through college.
You know, I've got
a good state money.
I've got a son who's attending Catholic college, and we did not raise our children overly religious, although, you know, in the whole evangelical church, and I was not, didn't bring the kids up Catholic where you baptize them. Do you renounce Satan and all his works and Dominic and all his works? You know, we didn't do the Catholic baby baptismal, but the evangelical church, actually it's the adults that get baptized. But my children, if I remember correctly, have not been baptized because that takes a conscious act. You must renounce Satan. You don't get to do it on behalf of your baby.
Well, I mean, that's what most babies are baptized, right? I mean, I was confirmed, no, baptized. I was baptized, never confirmed. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't remember. But, you know, you really don't have a choice when you're, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. People,
like, literally a baby. You can't make those decisions.
Well, my point is, my one son is, you know, seeking faith, looking for something greater than himself, as people do.
We all, maybe.
Well, we all do. I think that's why there is faith, Don, because some look and some find. And some are looking inward so much, self-centered bastards that they are, that they just find that they're their own God. Well, it's not that you're godless. It's that you look in the mirror and go, there he is.
If you want to believe in the Ten Commandments and put them up in wallpaper in your house and have the pictures, knock yourself out. You want to send your kids to a private school without taking public dollars and to teach all that? Be it any religion, pick your religion, pick it. I encourage you. I hope it works out well for you. But now, what I don't want is you mandating that stuff onto me and those like me who don't believe what you believe. That's the fundamental difference. I actually believe in freedom, and those that would mandate and put this on kids, don't worry, you're 4 years old. You ever think about eternal damnation? Wait, what? I want to watch Barney. What are you talking about? That's the difference, Crudy. No, I'm not saying everyone needs to be an atheist. I'm not saying all the atheist creed that Dominic comes up with must be on the walls. No, man, people got to live their own lives. But once you cross into that, you take public school, governmental tax dollars, and mandate a specific religion.
See, God's shutting you down, Dom. He's being a gremlin in the technology. God doesn't want to hear what you have to say. A couple more from the text line. I went to Marquette for undergrad. You know what class strengthened my atheist views the most? The required theology class taught by a Lutheran minister. His favorite way to start the class was to highlight the most ridiculous ass-backward stories told in the Bible. They're all literal. They're all literal. Here's another one. Steve from Lodi says, a devil's advocate's commandment, if you will, Dom. Thou shalt not commit adultery with a porn star while your wife is home pregnant with your son. Or at all. You're ruling it out all the time? I can't raw dog a porn star ever?
Sometimes you can. Once in a while. I mean, what if they're really into it too?
What if I'm at a golf tournament, Lake Tahoe, and my wife's not around? She's home with the kid. You know, then it's...
What if you're a big star and they just let you do it?
But only if you tick-tack up first. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. There's at least one more story from the great state of Wisconsin I'd like to cover with you, Dom. A new Supreme Court library named Dom, and it's not your boy Prosser anymore.
Oh, no.
You choke one of your colleagues on the court.
Right away. Judge for life.
They want to take your ceremonial title away off the law library. Well, they'll never name a library after you, Dom, as any listener of the Devil's Advocates knows. Dom shall not do the homework. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Hope you did your homework. Join us, 844-967-2789. Going to talk about my favorite Supreme Court Justice, David Prosser. Chokey McChokerson. We'll be right back.
Ad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar, and donations will be accepted at the door.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com, code Devil Radio.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So phone lines always open for your phone calls or your texting at 844-967-2789.
Dom, they're changing the name of the law library just because David Prosser choked one of his colleagues. Probably. That could be the reason. Could be the corruption, but let's see for sure. I'm going to get us started here. The Wisconsin Law Library will no longer bear the name. We were all bearing his name. A former state Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, and will instead be named in the honor of Lavinia Goodall, Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. The liberal majority of the state Supreme Court announced Wednesday. Now, their conservative friends didn't join them in taking away this honorary name from Prosser. The change comes with little more than 7 years after the library was named for Prosser, who retired from the court in July of 2016, and 2 days after Democratic Governor Tony Evers proclaimed June 17th, Wisconsin Women Lawyers Day. Now, Goodell, G-O-O-D-E-L-L, was admitted by the Rock County Circuit Court to practice law in Wisconsin on June 17th, 1874. 1 year later, she was barred from representing her client in an appeal to the state's high court. Goodell then drafted legislation to guarantee the right for women to practice law in Wisconsin, which was signed into law by Governor Harrison Ludington in 1877. Following the law's enactment, she became the first woman to brief a case for consideration by the state Supreme Court in 1879. I think Prosser was on that court, Dom, and argued and won her first case shortly before her death in 1880. Here's a quote. Naming the state law library in Lavinia Goodall's honor is an opportunity to recognize her legacy and inspire the next generation of women in Wisconsin. According to Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, that's the good Bradley Dom, the court's longest serving justice. She said that in a statement. And there was no apparent opposition within the court to honoring Goodell, but there was not unanimous support for removing Prosser's name from the law library, Dom. I lose Dom? Oh, okay. In the let me read a statement here from Justice Annette Ziegler. There are many ways to honor Lavinia Goodell, which is entirely appropriate, without dishonoring a lifelong public service servant like Justice David Prosser. Prosser dishonored himself and the court. In the most recent edition of the State Bar of Wisconsin official publication, Wisconsin Lawyer, Ziegler wrote a column recognizing Goodell's achievements, Goodell's pioneering spirit, and a refusal to let anyone stand in the way of her goal paved the way for thousands of Wisconsin women to enter the legal profession and become not just lawyers, but also judges and even justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Although no one's a big fan of yours, Ziegler, I'd just point out. I wonder what Goodell would say if she knew that six of the seven seats on the court that initially denied her admission in 1876 are now occupied by women. I suspect she would be both stunned and rightfully proud. And your boy Prosser, who spent nearly 18 years on the high court, including some of the most turbulent, told the Journal Sentinel Wednesday he didn't hear about the proposed change until it had already been decided. He also stressed that he had no objection to the court honoring Goodell. I was a person for 18 years who probably used the library as much as anyone, and more than a lot of people, Prosser said. That's like you assuring the audience you've done your homework, Dom. It's not reassuring.
Him and Gableman both.
Now, when the library was named for Prosser, Dom, then Chief Justice Patience Rogensack said, "No justice has more dedicated to research that happens in the law library than Justice Prosser. I think it's because he was still learning the law." I mean, literally, he's making it up as he goes along. He's like, "Hey, is there a book or something I could borrow? I'm not really clear on what it is I do around here." Prosser said before the library was named for him in 2016, he had expected it to be named in honor of former Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson. The Wisconsin Historical Society Library Reading Room was named for Abrahamson in 2022. And the removal of Prosser's name from the library comes nearly a year after the court's ideological majority shifted. Did the court shift?
Huh. Why, I had no idea.
From conservative to liberal for the first time in years with the election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. They'll name a library after her someday, Dom. Prosser's time in the conservative majority included clashes with liberal justices that extended to charged language. Didn't he call one of his colleagues a bitch? And in 2011, a physical altercation with Bradley choked her, Dom. He choked Justice Bradley. And don't tell me she put her neck in his hands looking for a choking that day. The Wisconsin State Library was established by the same congressional act that created the territory of Wisconsin in 1836. The name was changed to the Wisconsin State Law Library in 1977. Just feels ancient these days. And it moved to its current location in the Risser Justice Center, 120 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in 2002. Lavinia Goodell was a pioneer for Wisconsin women in a legal profession, and Justice Joe Kurofsky said in a statement, "She never backed down from a critical fight, which paved the way for so many women in our state who have proudly served as lawyers, judges, and justices." When people enter the library, Protasiewicz said in a statement, "They need to know that they are somewhere named after a leader who inspired others to do good and do what is right. Do the right thing. We always do it here. That's one of the Devil's Advocate's 10 Commandments. Up to like 16 now.
All right.
We're still adding to the list.
Will there be a test later? And if you don't get them right, do I get to hit your knuckles with a ruler?
We're going to winnow it down after I've decided on the strongest of the 10 Commandments. And then there will be no ruler cracking. That's one of the commandments. It's prohibited. No corporal punishment against the horse.
Oh, no one's going to.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth to Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news headlines and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Crudy called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.